from an outer standpoint, then life becomes the guide and the teacher that unfolds, and experience leads to the next step, and you then have to be sensitive enough and willing enough and receptive enough to listen to that and attempt to learn from it and then follow that guidance. In the interim, you have the opportunity to pay attention to the teachings of others, to the guidance that can be found in books, but most useful and most definite and functional is that relationship with somebody else who truly knows and is part of the work, the real work, who can help and assist in your making that next step, who can discern your condition, who can help open the door if needed through assistance and guidance to become part of that work in whatever your capacity is. And I have to say that as you continue to put yourself towards service and giving and doing, your capacities will increase. And your abilities will increase normally and naturally. Just like your muscles increase when you exercise more and more. You do chin-ups or sit-ups and they become stronger, and what formerly was difficult is now easy. And then you gain the next step. If you've ever done a practice like a Tai Chi, for example, or you play music, you'll know that the more you do in that particular area, the more fine it becomes and the more you can discern, and the greater is your ability, your capacity to play an instrument or to do the practice, whatever it happens to be. And the same is true when you put yourself toward service of the real, in the real, and in the becoming of that yourself. When you associate with an individual or a organization that is actually conveying the work, then you have the opportunity, you open the door for the opportunity for that guidance to extend to you, and you develop the capacities that are associated with your work. You'll also find that as you go further, you'll need to rely on external guidance. Somebody else, a book, a writing, a teaching, reliance upon an external form, and you'll gain the capacity more directly to deal with that one guided being, that one spirit that continues to unfold through your heart. Your discernment of what's needed and how to go about it will unfold. And if you don't have the particular ability, then you'll also find by placing yourself toward the guidance, guide me in what needs to be done. A simple statement. Guide me in gaining the tools and abilities. You will have an unfolding and knowing, an opportunity to practice if that's what's needed, to develop the particular tools and abilities in order for you to complete your tasks. Complete and fulfill the opportunities that are given to you. You won't get it unless you actually put yourself toward that work and effort. You only get what you need. It isn't theoretical, it's practical. It is as an expression of what you point yourself toward and what you actually apply yourself toward. And as you do these things, as you put in practice, as you put into your actual life's function, what you know, what you're intuiting, what you're guiding toward, then your abilities and capacities will increase normally. And if you reach a point where something else is needed, then that opportunity or understanding or capacity will start to unfold to you, or it can be conveyed telepathically from somebody else who is working in the unseen realms, who's also paying attention to you, and you putting yourself toward that one body that guiding spirit that shows itself through that one guiding being made up of innumerable souls, enlightened beings forming the functioning aspect on any particular level of that single guiding spirit. This is a real thing. It's called the hierarchy by some people, spiritual hierarchy. It's a real functional being, and it's of which you are a larger part, but have forgotten if you're not aware of it, and it's something that you will grow toward and become aware of. Again, a simple statement like, toward the one, toward the association, I put myself toward associating with all those beings who are working, giving, serving, and doing, and then repeating that, strengthening it, but repeating it in heart, repeating it in real intention, you'll move toward that. Greater than thousands of words is the real intention. And if you don't do that, it's not necessarily that you won't grow toward that, but only that you're affirming something and you're pointing toward it in function. And this, again, from an outer standpoint, is something that if you are associating with a person or persons who actually function that way, who are part of that one being, then it's so much easier to discern and sense and feel that connection, and you get that transmission through them. And this is one of the aspects through initiation, through that guiding spirit that transmits through the teaching, and part of the transmission is the organism of the body in this world, and that can be called an order or a school or whatever it is, and directly through the particular individual who's associated with it in the physical form, who is generally given the name or term of a teacher or a guide, in some cases a guru, but the function is a little bit different there. But what you're doing is you're linking yourself with the guiding spirit, and it is a real thing that continues to transmit. The particular work of an organization or order is dependent upon the intention of that particular body, and that is related to the person or persons who brought that through in the first place, what the needs of the world are, and how it can be fulfilled through the particular work. The problem arises sometimes when these bodies, these works, are then continued on longer than what they're needed to, what their intention is. They may fulfill their work, and then people just continue it, and then it becomes a mechanical thing, and it deteriorates and moves away from a true spiritual, real, living being, real living work, and then becomes crystallized. And this is the case with so many so-called religions or teachings or groups. The other thing is that people will tend to grab on to a particular form or part of a form and then magnify that, build it up into more than what it really should be, the capacity, the function, the extent of capability, and they'll consider that to be greater than what it really is. Or they'll forget some of the original intention, and they'll muddle that with the day-to-day operations of the and working in the world. And this, again, is the deterioration of the particular transmission. So you've got to become aware of that. And there are lots of writings on that through people like Idris Shah, a little bit less, but it's still present through Anayat Khan and others, Samuel Lewis. This is some of the reason why you'll find people who are reacting in this world, and people who really know, and they'll bust up situations, they'll interject difficulties. In groups, they'll become a pain in the butt. They will shake up an organization. they will, or they'll make statements, or they'll do outrageous things, or they'll just continue to act and focus and concentrate on the particular form, and it will have an inner effect that works outwardly. Or they will associate with the particular body and form and help bring it back, help correct those things from an inner standpoint as being a member of it. And this is a work that is very present today. It's part of the work that I do in terms of assisting from within any group or organization, or to interject into an organization or teaching or work, or to help an individual who needs it in the correct manner. And this is something that is growing more and more, is needed within this world, to have people who are aware and are part of the greater work and who can be of assistance to all those beings without any limit in terms of forms, religion, teachings. And as part of that, you do associate with a large number of people, or you're within whatever your circle is, then your influence extends to that. So this is part of the current work that goes on within this world and continues on other planes and through other means also. It is an initiatic process, I must say.